Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Tuesday. This is 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Mike Peterson. Great to have you here. Tonight, we'll find out why progressives are canceling their New York Times subscriptions en masse. They're very upset about an op-ed about climate change, of all things. We'll get the details on that. Also, meanwhile, conservatives, they're upset about the new budget deal that is heading for a vote. We'll find out from one conservative why that is, a man who says that many establishment Republicans are basically Democrats. But let's begin with the auto news, the news today that the six top-selling automakers in the U.S. reported sales declines last month. Rebecca Lindland with us, senior analyst at Kelley Blue Book. Rebecca, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Michael. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Yeah, some say this is some kind of a major turning point. How big of a deal are these sales losses this month or last month?
You know what? They were not as forecasted, so they fell short of forecast. But I just don't think that we should panic right now. We're still looking at a 17 to 17.1 million unit year. It's not record numbers, but we set records the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. What I'm looking at is discipline from some of the manufacturers so that they don't over-incentivize, they don't over-lease, and then, you know, sort of they'll have to pay for it in a few years and get back into bad habits. So I think it's okay if we don't break a record every month.
So in terms of the declines, when you look at GM, Ford, and so on, what were some of the numbers there?
So, you know, some of the numbers that we saw coming in, they were, I apologize, I don't have it right here, but GM was down about 4%.
GM down what, 5.8%, I think, and Ford down 7.2%. Are those big drop-offs in your view?
No, and also keep in mind that there's one less selling day in the month also. So that can sometimes impact by about 4 percentage points. So again, it's not, if you look at adjusted for selling days, which GM tends to do, Ford does not, some manufacturers do, some manufacturers don't. But overall, we are still looking at a very healthy industry. And from a profitability standpoint, we are looking at average transaction prices in the $35,000 range. So we're it's very good profitability. The manufacturers are selling a lot of very expensive vehicles. You know, Ford, their Super Duty series, the average transaction price is up $8,500 year over year. So, you know, people are out there buying very, very well equipped, very nice vehicles.
Top of the line vehicles, is that it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Top of the line, fully stocked, you know, pickups, SUVs, really high profit money makers for them.
Talking to Rebecca Lindland with Kelley Blue Book. So what do you think we'll see GM do, for example? We have two GM assembly plants here in Lansing. What are they going to do if sales do start backing off a bit?
Well, I think it's appropriate to maybe look at doing the July shutdown again, which historically they've done, and looking at just curtailing production a little bit, because I just feel like we need to get some discipline in the marketplace and not chase numbers. We can't keep chasing records because then you get injured. You start hurting yourself. You start hurting your bottom line. You start hurting your residual values, which, of course, Kelley Blue Book follows very closely. So I think that we need to exercise a little discipline here.
Yeah. Do you think GM, in terms of strategy for slowdowns, learned something from the bankruptcy itself?
Absolutely. And of course, it's a very different company now, and it has very different leadership now. You know, Mary Barra is very, very focused on profitability and making hard decisions, like we saw a couple months ago with when she decided to sell off Opel Vauxhall. So that's going to help GM's bottom line as well and return to, you know, and continue with the profitability that they've made. They had a terrific earnings report a couple of days ago. They far exceeded, you know, Wall Street expectations. Not that Wall Street would ever reward them with that, but, you know, they did. They did very, very well.
Yeah, there's something I read that did for the first quarter, GM made, $3.4 billion, a 50% increase from a year ago? That sounds pretty incredible. What do you credit that to?
It was crazy. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's I think that it is. It's focusing on profitability. It's getting rid of stuff that costs the company too much money. It's you know, it's making some hard decisions like Ms. Barra has had to make. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that overall she's doing a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of the coverage has been about Tesla recently and their market value. And you just can't compare their balance sheets. It makes no sense that Tesla has a higher, a higher market value than Ford and is very close to GM. It's mind-boggling when you look at it from an accounting standpoint.
What do you think is causing that to happen, though?
So Tesla has this, they get a free pass, I've described it, because they, even though Wall Street classifies them as an auto manufacturer, they think of them as a technology company. So they value them like a technology company, even while they're competing in the manufacturing class. And so, and also consumers think of Tesla when, like, for instance, when people put down the $1,000 on the Model 3, they're really buying into Elon Musk's dream. They're buying into his vision and his why. Why is he doing this? To make the world a better place, to spread mobility for everybody. They have this wonderful, magical story that people relate to.
You think the magic is going to continue for them then?
Well, you know, I think that they're going to continue to get a free pass for quite a number of years, just like other tech companies have for decades. And so I think that we're going to continue to see Tesla highly rated. There has been some back off about the value of the stock, but so it's still in the hundreds of dollars.
Do you believe they're overrated, essentially? Is that your view on it?
You know, I can understand why people are buying into are buying the stock, but as an accountant, I can look at it and say, I think that it's valued too much, but I'm not a stock analyst.
Right.
So if I just look at it from my knowledge of the industry and what I know from my accounting degrees, I feel like it seems really high.
Rebecca Lindland with Kelley Blue Book. When you look at truck sales versus car sales, what do you think we're going to see this year?
You know, this is just all about consumers having a very practical view of vehicles and saying that a SUV or a crossover meets their utility, it meets their cargo needs, it meets their personal needs. It's a very emotionally satisfying vehicle for a lot of people, that style of vehicle, and that's why we're seeing cars really, really struggling.
Is that where the drop-off in sales is, mostly in the car sector?
Yes. All the way across the board. Mm-hmm. All the way across the board. It's all about trucks. And it's all about really nice trucks, So when we think about what the Lansing plants make, with the Chevy Traverse and the Buick Enclave, it's all about really nice, well-equipped SUVs and crossovers, as I mentioned earlier. So, these are vehicles that are incredibly appealing for consumers who just tend to have a very practical view of purchases.
We also do make the Cadillacs here, Cadillac CTS, ATS. What do you think, what kind of year is Cadillac in for this year, you think?
Cadillac's having a tough time. The luxury market is unbelievably, unbelievably competitive right now. And, it's having a tough time getting traction and getting people's attention. And, we look at brands like Audi that's doing incredibly well. Mercedes is coming on really hard. And Mercedes, which historically had not appealed to a younger buyer, 8, 9, 10 years ago, they're really coming on with a younger demographic. Mm-hmm. And so they're expanding their lineup of SUVs. A couple of months ago, I drove their new GLC AMG 43s, and this is a lineup of powerful, high-performance SUVs and crossovers, and they're absolutely fantastic products, absolutely fantastic.
Well, one last thing, Rebecca,
and that's really difficult for Cadillac.
So we saw sales down for last month. Is this going to be a pattern then this year? We'll see strong sales, but they'll be down year over year as we go through the year?
think they will be. I think that we will see some softening. And you know, again, we kind of should. I mean, I just don't think that we should get hysterical about this. You know, even the greatest athlete, like Michael Phelps, doesn't set a record every time he's in the pool, you know. And so I think that we need to look at these from a very practical standpoint and just say, you know, we're not going to break a record every month, and that should be okay.
Yeah, that's after seven straight years of growth. Rebecca Lindland, exactly. Senior analyst at Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com. Rebecca, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me on, Michael.